Kim Thompson is a veteran career counselor and syndicated career columnist with more than 20 years of experience in working with private, public, and nonprofit organizations, helping them with career services. This podcast series related to job searching and career development is brought to you by the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi. And now, an interview with Kim Thompson. Kim, I ran into a guy the other day who does a lot of networking, and he gets a lot of referrals from his network. But when he goes to contact the people, they seem to give him the runaround. He can't figure out what's going on there. Mm-hmm. What does he need to do?
Well, that can be a common practice sometimes in networking, and it's so frustrating to job seekers to get the runaround because it just deflates the whole energy level. But here's what I want you to know, though. Networking is still the number one way to access information. And while you're accessing that information, it's also a great way to uncover those job opportunities that are out there. So anytime you step out of your circle of friends, in all probability, you're going to encounter some elements of a runaround situation.
Does that mean that you will never get past square one?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. What it means is that just because you've experienced this unpleasant situation, such as getting the runaround, it doesn't really mean that your networking is ineffective. What it may mean is you might need to implement a different strategy.
A different strategy. So where do I start with a different strategy?
Well, one really strong suggestion would be to have your networking contact, the person you know, make a call on your behalf. In other words, have them pave the way where their referral is expecting your call, and they have agreed ahead of time to make the time to visit with you. That's really important.
So when I call, they will already know my name, or they would know who's calling because my friend set it up.
Mm-hmm. Very strong way to do that. And,
all right.
You know, when you're networking with your friends and you're asking them who they know and they're giving you a referral, it's always a great idea just to take the time and to ask questions to them. Just how well do you know your friend? How long have they been in the field? Just having that background information will help give you a better perspective, and it gives you a stronger tie in talking with that person.
So if they don't know that person well, what kind of sign is that for your success with an interview?
Well, then you might expect a runaround situation.
Okay, so that's a way of qualifying your leads.
Right on target.
All right.
So what you want to do is you want to make sure you keep the door open with your contacts, with your networking contacts to begin with, by always following up with them and keeping them in the loop of how the conversation went. Because they care, or they wouldn't have referred you, you know, to their buddy to talk with. So it's always important to keep in contact with them and follow them up on the outcome of the meeting.
All right. I can then go back to my friend and say, I got the runaround that I didn't get very far with this person. Do you have any other ideas, so that you keep them in the loop?
Yeah, you want to keep them in the loop because it could be that, you know, it could be that the referral they sent you to may just have been too busy. They might have wanted to have the desire to help you, but they just were too busy. So sometimes if you go back and follow up with your friend, they can make another call on your behalf. It all depends on their relationship with them.
So it may be that there's life yet in that connection.
Okay. Wouldn't rule it out yet, anyone.
Well, what if the contacts come from not just one individual, but what if you're in some kind of networking group, you know, where referrals are sort of part of the deal? That's why you signed up with the group. And therefore, the referrals may be a little bit less personal, right?
Right.
So what do you do in that situation?
Well, in that case, you're probably going to be more apt to experience a runaround situation. But at the same time, I don't want you to take that personally. I want you to go back, keep your focus. You know, why are you going to the networking group to begin with? And that is to gather information. So don't feel like you're being rejected personally. Go back to the group and just ask for more contacts. Broaden your search. Don't give up, in other words. Because your main focus is to gather information. And you probably will encounter that because it's a less personal environment.
Would you say that if somebody takes this approach, what you've just been describing, and gives it enough time and enough patience, will they achieve results?
You know, it's not going to be given to you. You have to go out and work at it. But networking is still the number one way. So yeah, don't lose hope. Never give up. You will find out in your networking that there's going to be two factors that will balance themselves out in a job search. And the first one is that doors are going to be open. And you are absolutely going to have conversations with people that will probably lead to a job opportunity somewhere along the line. And you could receive a very welcome discussion that will lead to job opportunities, or you could get the runaround. But either way, what I want you to know is that this approach is going to make a stronger networker. It's going to make your job search stronger, and you're going to learn from the experience, and you're just going to move your job search forward.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kim. You may send questions or comments to Kim at careerrescue.com.